another click. Okay. I just expect someone to come through the secret door. So first of all, if you could introduce yourself first.
Yeah, my name's Jonathan Green. I'm Sales and Marketing Director for Red Funnel Ferries.
I'm Andy Stanford-Clark. I'm an IBM Distinguished Engineer and Master Inventor.
Your ferry company has a tweeting ferry, uses Twitter to report its position. What motivated you to have a tweeting ferry?
It started a couple of years ago. We were pretty keen to kind of improve our kind of customer communications and it not just involved in terms of where the boats were on the route, but also in other areas of the business. And it coincided really with some work IBM and Andy had been doing in terms of managing for vessels to actually report their position on the route using Twitter. So we were able to kind of take this feed and start communicating and giving that information to customers. And you know, the payback and the benefits have really kind of multiplied since then.
So instead of saying, oh, is the ferry going to be 10 minutes away, they can just look on a screen?
Yeah, absolutely. When each vessel leaves its berth, it reports its position. And when it arrives within a quadrant at the other end of the route, it also reports its position. So from that kind of information, we can actually tell where the boats are on the route, and customers can actually see you know, whether they're in for a 2-minute, 5-minute, or 10-minute wait. And we show that information on LCD screens. Obviously, you can get a feed on Twitter, and it's also on our mobile website.
So, Andy, how does this work? Do you have the, I'm sure you don't want to distract the boat captains by having them doing Twitter.
No, someone did suggest to us that actually we have somebody sitting there twittering away when the ferries arrive and leave. I can just imagine the captains balking at that extra responsibility. So there's an automatic system on the boat, which all big boats have anyway, for the sort of harbour authorities, called AIS, Automatic Identification System. And that's essentially two things. It's a GPS receiver and a radio transmitter. So every few seconds, it transmits out the GPS coordinates, latitude and longitude, and the name of the boat, its speed and direction. And anybody within a sort of 20-mile radius with a suitable radio receiver can receive that information. It's just there in the air. So the solution that I sort of prototyped and then designed and ultimately implemented for Red Funnel takes that data, receives it into an AIS receiver, and then processes the huge amount of data that's coming in, because obviously you're seeing data from every single boat that's in the Solent area, which is, you know, all sorts of shipping of various different types. So we filter out the boats that are of type ferry, and then we pick them out by name, so the Red Funnel owned ones, like RedJet 3, RedJet 4, for example. And then we need to work out if they're anywhere interesting. So the interesting bit is if they're within a small radius circle of one of the known ferry ports. We use a technique called geofencing to see if the boat has entered or left that little geocircle by the ferry port. And if it does, it generates a message which then feeds through to Twitter. And the RedJet Twitter stream says RedJet 3 is arriving in West Cowes.
So this seems like a great idea. Now, you said that your motivation was customer service. How have customers responded to it?
I mean, the main benefit for customers has been, I mean, the feedback's been fantastic, and the main benefit for customers really is that actually know where the boats are. So on our high-speed surf, for example, which is for passenger only, then people actually know where they need to run to catch that boat, or they can just take their time and buy a paper and have a coffee and arrive at the terminal to coincide when the boat arrives. I mean, we're luckily in the service runs pretty punctually, but inevitably in fog or where there's the shipping movements that causes delays, then you know, there is occasionally latitude where you know, the boat's timings will slip. So this really does enable them to kind of time their arrival, if you like, to meet the boat.
So in essence, this is just using Twitter to show where the boat is. It's not sort of the boat saying anything else than that.
Not at the moment. I mean, there's this kind of, you know, future potential really to take this to the kind of next step, and this is kind of what we're working on at the moment with IBM.
So what is the next step?
Well, I was about to say, the key thing is that Twitter is just one of the output media. So although, you know, once that data is in the IBM Smart Planet infrastructure, we can send the data out to different places. So you can get alerts on your phone, you can get the Twitter feed, you can get the maps, you can get the LCD displays in the ferry terminal, and we can also use it for lots of different things as well. So once we've got the data in the system, we can then think of cool new applications for it. So Twitter is just one of those. So thinking about future applications for it, one of the things we're working on at the moment is to integrate the actual movements of the ferries with the timetable, which says when they should be going along. So we can actually say, RedJet 4 is leaving Southampton, brackets, 5 minutes late. Of course, very rarely happens, but occasionally when it does. And the next step from that would be to take a look in the booking system to look for Red Funnel's commercial customers who have got a booking with their lorry for goods going over the island or coming back. And if, for example, their ferry is running 20 minutes late for the ferry they're booked on, the system could send them a text to say, just to let you know, the ferry you booked on is running 20 minutes late. You might want to do a few more pickups and deliveries on your way down to the ferry port. And when you get here, you won't be sitting there running your chillers and idling your engines for 20 minutes. You could make good use of the time. And again, your sustainable, environmentally friendly sort of approach, and then drive straight onto the ferry. So that makes it much more integrated and smooth and helps Red Funnel's customers with their businesses.
Any other ideas on how this might be used, or do you have kind of other plans in terms of how to use that data or other smart transportation ideas?
Yeah, we've got kind of ideas, really. I mean, we'd like to start integrating this sort of information with other kind of public transport operators at both ends of the route. I mean, we work closely with the rail and bus operators, commercially, but the next step really is to link in with their systems too. So, you know, the public can actually sort of see the entire journey, if you like, where the different modes are and the connectivity between them. So, there's an amazing number of possibilities, really, where we could kind of take this in the future.
Imagine you're going from the Isle of Wight to London and you've got a little agent there in the internet that's monitoring your journey, and it's looking at the movements of the ferries and the buses and the trains and so on, and it notices that because the ferry was a couple of minutes late, you may miss your connection to London. So it looks ahead into the timetabling system and the actual positions of the trains and goes, if you get this other train instead and change platforms there, you'll actually only end up in London 10 minutes later than you would have done before. So that's a much more optimal route to have taken, and it's looking after your journey while you get on with living your life and doing work or whatever it is that you were wanting to do, while the system is working out your transport needs for you.
So you talked about integrated transport. What are the barriers, or are there barriers right now to sort of knitting that together? Because I think one of the themes that comes out is collaboration and integration. And obviously, if it were easy and there were no barriers, it would have happened already. So what are some of the steps that have to happen and some of the key sort of people you've got to win over to make it work?
I mean, first off, it's having kind of the imagination and the ideas, if you like, to see what's actually possible. And I think for any ideas-driven business, then what we find in our case, that's something that seemed difficult and certainly expensive and would take many years to sort of complete, as turned out, thanks to IBM, something that we've been able to kind of complete really within a year, 6 months really. So the speed that we've been able to develop it, I think, has surprised everybody. And technology is moving so quickly now that you're already onto the next phases. But I think it's just a general kind of awareness, really, in the travel industry, or lack of awareness, if you like, as to what's possible. And we talk to IT companies in other businesses, and they're not even at the starting grid, and they're certainly very interested in what we've done. So in a way, we're kind of pioneering a little bit. But the bus companies have done some work with some of the stopwatch type reporting systems, but it's linking it all together is the kind of key.
And that's where the IBM Smarter Planet messaging system all comes to play. So it's linking those different sources of data together in real time so that we can put up the displays on the bus bus stops and put the LCD displays up in the ferry terminal, all linked together, showing the same information so that your integrated journey just runs smoothly.
About how many years are we away from that?
I think we just round the corner from that. I mean, it's really a question of doing to the buses and the trains what we did to the ferries. And increasingly, the data is being made available. Part of the open government thing that Tim Berners-Lee and Nigel Shadbolt are doing is to sort of liberate the country's data, and that will include public transport data. So the opportunity to mash that stuff up to do cool things is just around the corner.